What's up, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the Shred Show Live. I already love that KP's smiling because y'all know when I get with him, it's the one, the only, the legendary Kevin Peranio, Chief Lending Officer at PRMG. And y'all know when you ever get to hang out with me and KP at an actual event, it's going down for real. So KP, what's up, dude? Great to have you on the show.
Hey, man, thanks for the intro. I think the last time together, we were snowboarding in Utah.
That's legitimate. I think that's the last time you and I hung out. It's like, it's almost been a year. This COVID thing, this pandemic thing is just, I miss you, bro. I just miss you. But I'm excited.
Snowboarded together. How cool is that?
Dude, and I have.
And you're pretty good.
I'm okay. I've been around. Shred came from somewhere down in deep inside of me. But dude, I'm excited. I know. Hopefully, we're gonna hit the hills again this year. Hopefully, we get some snow here in Utah, man. But we'll see. But I'm excited to have you on the show as always, KP. You're one of the guys that people listen to. They look to as a leader, as a visionary within our industry. If you do not follow Kevin Peranio on LinkedIn, you absolutely need to, because you put out at least a weekly video, sometimes more than that, talking about the highlights, talking about some of the things that have gone on during the week. So with that being said, I mean, 2020 has been an absolute banner year for lenders. Interest rates have been just incredible. Going into 2021, what are your predictions? What are your thoughts? What are we expecting rates to do? We have predictions of an insane purchase market next year. Let's just hear KP's thoughts on what's going to go down in 2021.
Yeah, it is. It's going to be a big year next year. And, you know, I don't want people to think like they've missed the boat, you know, because we're potentially going to have less refinances. But, you know, we're all very blessed to be in this business. We came into this pandemic recession because some dude in China ate bat soup, you know, in healthy shape. You know, the financial system is working. It's not broken. Housing is doing well. We're in a great spot. We're very blessed to be here. And we're pulling the economy forward. We're giving people liquidity. We're putting money in their pockets. We're helping people buy houses with the lowest rates in the history of history. It's been a very blessed year for us. And as job creation continues to come back, there was 22 million jobs lost. I think there's 10 million still left to fill. You know, we're looking at a very positive trend going into next year. So, you know, we've got to get purchase money. You got to go after it. You know, I talk a lot about, you know, I know you kind of tease it a little bit there, but I talk a lot in my videos how, you know, rates are going up. You've got to focus on purchase money activity. And I don't mean that to say that rates are going to go to some astronomical level. I mean, there's many of us that have been in this business where, you know, something, you know, in the fives was good, you know, but, you know, if we see high to mid threes because of factors that we can't control, great. If we stay in the low threes or high twos, even better. But, you know, you see all that Black Knight data that comes out. You know, you have a great, daily, you know, I try and put out enough videos to keep up with your daily Shred articles, man. I mean, I love it. It's like, I love that. It's like one of the things I read every day.
Well, I appreciate it, man. I appreciate that. We're doing our best. We're trying to keep the industry updated as much as possible. And again, if you do follow Rise and Shred, you know how often we quote KP on the things that he's saying. So, dude, you're one of those guys for me that you just have a very good, being that you've been in it as long as you have, KP, you've got such a great grasp on what to expect. And you're one of those guys who's just like, you're down to earth about it too. It's not always doom and gloom. It's not always about this or that. But you give factual data. You present the things that we need to know as an industry, and you present it in a way that people connect with. I think that's probably why you and I get along so well, is you're not one of those stuffy CEOs. You understand where the industry is going. You understand how the industry is changing, and you're not only helping PRMG adapt to it, but you're helping even those companies that, you know, you guys collaborate with to adapt to where the industry is going. So you're just one of those guys. It's a great relationship with you and I. You're one of those guys. I shared a video with you not too long ago, but you were one of the first guys I had on my show. Do you remember the first show we did together back on our phones? You were like in your car holding your cell phone, dude. And it's amazing how far we've come, but you've become one of the voices in the industry where people just, they know that the information that you're putting out, they can rely on and they can trust. So it's good to have a leader like yourself.
And I appreciate that. I mean, I'm just like you. I just try and keep it real. I think my almost 20 years now in the business, and, you know, being a C-level executive, come up through sales, have managed operations, and now, you know, a partner owner in PRMG, you know, it's a perspective that, you know, most people don't get to see. You know, I mean, think of all the large lenders out there, you know, the hedge fund back lenders and equity firm and banks. Like, you don't know who's calling the shots. Even the people that work there don't even know. They're CEOs of hedge fund back companies that their employees don't even get to see, but that CEO only answers to the hedge fund. And then, like, the thousand employees, they don't know what everyone's thinking, you know? And so, you know, and even if they're open within their own walls, they're not doing what you and I are doing. Like, I feel that this is modern media. This is being transparent, putting it out there. And I know the older generation kind of looks at, like, what you and I do is like, why are you guys on social media? Like, why are you always out there? But communication is what sales is all about.
100%.
And relationships, for that matter. I mean, if you and I have ever gotten in any issues with our spouses, it's because we're terrible at communication.
Yep.
You know, there was a communication breakdown, and I'm guilty of it. And so, you know, if we over communicate like we're doing, and even one person finds value, one person gets better, you know, it's worth it. But you know what? Enough about our approach. You know, over time, the way we do things will have its own following and gathering, and we're not for everyone. But you know, back to the data that you put out there in your media. So,
yeah.
So you and I, you know, we're both looking at Black Knight's data, and they say, you know, in late July, early August, they say, okay, you know, we're at 3.25% average rate, the Freddie Mac average rate that gets published every week, right? So we can all look at that data. We all see that data. What does that mean? Well, Black Knight says at 3.25% average rate, there is 12 million eligible borrowers for refinance. An eligible borrower defined by them is 745 or higher, 20% more equity, and can come down in rate, note rate, by 75 basis points. So from 4 to 3.25. Well, then by September 1st, that average rate was 3%. So that went up to 18 million. Now today, we're at 2.72%. So let's call it 2.75%. We're at 20 million. So my point is, you see the stair steps there every quarter in rate.
Right.
And you broke the news today. I just saw your alert go out more than before all the other media outlets. You broke that the FHFA is going to extend the eviction moratorium for rental. And I got that information from you right before we got on here. I read it. And what was interesting is they're saying, well, we're going to estimate another, you know, billion to 1.6 billion in costs for, you know, for eviction moratorium. Well, to me, I mean, you know, I mean, look, I'm not trying to be a cynic. I'm just trying to be real, you know, or a skeptic, you know, but they're trying to justify the 50 basis point adverse market fee. Okay. So 100%. they said 6 billion on their announcement. I read all the press releases. They said 6 billion is what was needed for everything, 4-1-1. And the eviction moratorium is going to cost them a billion dollars. Do you know how much a billion is?
So much. $1 billion
is? I mean, the difference between a million and a billion, you know, like if you do like a million seconds versus like a billion seconds, it's something like, you know, a few days versus like 350 years.
Years.
Like some weird number like that. So anyway, it's just a rough estimate. You know, they're just throwing billions around to justify. And I get it. Look, they're doing, I don't want to take away from the work that they're doing to give people, you know, eviction moratorium.
Right.
But they're also taking 50 basis points out of everybody's pocket to do that.
Yep.
So, and then everyone knows they're just trying to beef up the coffers so they can potentially go private. And I'm personally, I'm not a fan about them going private because I think they already, as an entity where they are, they curry favor to larger lenders with larger balance sheets on certain projects, which I understand, you know, but that's not fair to everyone. When you talk about fair lending and fair housing, you know, we're a lender. Like, I'm sorry, we're a lender. We're doing tough loans. We do tough loans, you know, all of us together, that some of these other lenders won't do, yet they're the first ones to get. I mean, 2016 in February, when you watched the Super Bowl and you saw push button get mortgage, that they're the first ones to get day one certainty.
100%.
And we're all looking at each other like, how do they get that?
Like, wait a minute.
Well, Fannie gave it to them before everybody else. So, of course, everyone cried foul. And now look at them. They get 1 in 10 loans. They go public. They want to do 1 in 4. So, I don't want Fannie and Freddie to go private for those kinds of reasons, because they're going to curry favor to people. They're going to wipe us out.
100%.
I mean, if they're doing 1 in 4 loans, how much are we doing? Yep. Who's going out of business? Are you going out of business? Who's going out of business? So anyway, so I'm glad that FHFA is helping renters with their eviction moratorium. I'm glad for that. I love that kind of servitude. The accounting and how much it's going to cost, I don't really know. But the point is as rates do go up, and Mike Frattantoni, chief economist from MBA, Joel Kahn, and then of course Mike Frattantoni, they are basically saying that by the end of next year, we could see rates around 3.5%. So that's a lot less borrowers for eligible for refinance. Maybe that's not the case. Maybe rates stay lower longer than we think. I don't really know. But my point is, getting back to purchase money activity, you've got to start marketing towards realtors. Mm. There are so many angry realtors right now because a lot of people had long turn times. We were guilty of it. Okay. We messed up. We didn't know we'd have a $4 trillion year. We could not triple our underwriting staff. So, I'm not making excuses, but it was tough. But we got through it. Our turn times are back. But we have some angry realtors. I've read the social surveys. We have some angry realtors. So other people have angry realtors too.
Oh, yeah.
So there are a lot more realtors that you don't do business than you actually have done business with. And if you're good at sales, you'll be able to say, look, our turn times are back. Come on, let's go. I've always been here for you. We got good turn times, good programs, blah, blah, blah. My point is, start marketing to realtors now.
Right.
Start pivoting to more consumer-facing activity. Start getting the purchase business now. Because if you hang on to that refi model and it goes away, I mean, rates can shoot up quickly, right? So the market stair steps up positively, but it's an elevator down. And rates can shoot up quickly. And then what? Then you want to start doing marketing to realtors and purchase business when everyone else has already started back in November of 2020. So next year's projections for purchase business is like just the projection for purchase business. I think it's like 1.6 billion. That's like a top 5 year ever. Just the purchase business. You've got to start doing it. And if we hit 2.5 trillion next year, which is the projection, 2.6 trillion, something like
that. Holy smokes.
Top 3 year ever. I mean, 2021, you can absolutely double your business, but you got to double your marketing efforts. You got to double your effort. You got to be efficient with your time. That's just my thoughts. That's what's on my mind right now. So I'm trying to preach as we finish off this year coming in hot and then roll into January, let's go,
Well, that's just it. You have to be more efficient. You have to be able to know what is ahead and have the tools and the service at your discretion so you can be more efficient, that you can actually, like you said, take advantage of what's ahead. I agree with you. I have people today that are like, I'm trying to finish up 2020 pipeline. I'm so busy. I'm not worried about new business right now. I'm like, you're the one who's going to be forgot. You're the one in February, come February, March next year, you're going to be like, oh crap, wait a minute. You're on that roller coaster. You're going to hit that rock bottom. So you have to start planning now. Mm-hmm. And you have to have the tools in place, which you and I were talking about the tools. One of the reasons that we came on here today is to talk about our good friends at Simple Nexus who have the,
yay,
where the office. You can office the tools that they provide. I know you're a huge proponent of what they help LOs to do. You talked about that relationship with real estate agents. They have a tool. They have a service that keeps everybody up to date that helps you create that value, because you are going to have to find new ways to differentiate yourself from everybody else out there. Rate is one of those things. Service is one of those things. But again, you have to have those tools that make the process more efficient, that keeps everybody up to date. And our friends at Simple Nexus, they have that tool. It's right there. We get to use our phone wherever we are out and about. Yeah. We get to use it, my friend. So is our tools like this, are they going to be one of the absolute tipping points for 2021, Kevin? What do you think?
Yeah, absolutely. So, I'll start super macro and kind of come down. I mean, the Amazon effect is real, not to disparage, our competition, but, let's talk about, what Quicken does really well, what Rocket does well. They make it convenient for the client. They make it easy to get to them. They market well, and they use technology and they leverage it. They're a well-run company. They do a great job, right? So I'm being fair here. I don't want to just, we compete, but it's friendly competition. But my point is, what they've shown us and what all these larger lenders are showing us, what, all these fintech companies that are coming here, the billions of dollars of fintech companies are coming here, is that the Amazon effect is come into our business. It is better, faster, cheaper. You got to do all three. It used to be pick two, but now it's all three.
All three.
Bar is low. So the bar has gotten so much higher for hitting all those things. So my point is that you've got to use technology and you've got to leverage technology so you can get the most out of your humans. So when you brought that example just now, you're like, yeah, I'm so busy trying to close out the year. I can't really think about so-and-so. That person needs to hire a loan officer assistant.
Bingo.
That person needs to go to their favorite bar or restaurant where they're shut down or they furloughed or all the service industry people who are hurting right now.
Big time.
Find someone that has that ability to communicate that you like. Everyone's got that one bartender guy or girl or waitress or waiter that they're like, man, that person's sharp. Go hire that person. Make them your loan officer assistant. Go do that now because you can double your business. Then leverage the tools. I love SimpleNexus because they went mobile first. They nuanced their screens to be mobile. Everything is mobile, right? So if we're in the fourth industrial revolution, you got your cell phone, you do what you want, when you want, how you want, anywhere, interconnected globally at the touch of a button. That is our business as well. You can work from anywhere. You can do your job anywhere. You can connect with your clients. The co-branding and co-marketing inside SimpleNexus, it's amazing what you can do with realtors. Just a text message away, co-market to borrowers, boom, 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 you're done. But my point is they went mobile first. They didn't create this screen here and it shrinks down to the size of a phone. They designed it to be for the phone. So the buttons, the screens, the layout, it is just aesthetically, it works. That's what I like about it. So when someone says, hey, what do you like for mobile? I'm like, SimpleNexus. So we're very early adopters here at PRMG. On the retail side, we've used it many, many years. We rebranded it. We call it Neo, next evolution of origination. Totally.
Ooh, I like it. I like it.
Totally stole it from the Matrix. But not the Chinese EV car maker, but.
That's just it. Having the technology at our fingertips. And like you mentioned, everybody loves to disparage Rocket. Everybody's like, these guys are terrible, but they're good. Let's just call it what it is. They're freaking good. And again,
they're like the Yankees. Look,
exactly.
Or Anchorman. He's like, I hate you, but I respect you.
Exactly. Anyway. See, but that's why I have so much respect for UKPs, because even being one of the owners of one of the most prominent, one of the largest lenders in the country, you're still willing to recognize and to be like, you know what? Hey, let's call it as it is. And to be able to have that humility, have that respect for other companies is just absolutely brilliant to me. As we wrap up, we want to be respectful of your time. As we talked about, ladies and gentlemen, where is your office by SimpleNexus? If you haven't had a chance to go and enter $2,000 Expedia giveaway, they're giving away a chance to travel. I know we've all been locked down. Who doesn't want a chance to travel? Me and KP, we travel all over the place. And for us, being able to office anywhere is a huge deal. So KP, as we wrap this up, if you had one place to office, if you could choose any place to have an office, where would your office be?
Man, I'm so glad you say work from anywhere, because I'm so sick of this work from home. It's not work from home. It's not WFH. It's WFA. Anywhere you want. The world is flat. That's what the cell phone allows you to do. Literally anywhere. Beach, mountain, golf course, pool, your bedroom, it doesn't matter. Just, anywhere you want. So, I don't know. I'd have to say in the winter, I'd love to be on a mountain. In the summer, right here in Newport Beach, and maybe an occasional green or golf course in between,
Going to say, if you can't find KP on the green on one of those beautiful, sunny spring days in California, you can't find him anywhere. But KP, I want to thank you so much, dude. As always, you're always willing to share so much great value. Plus, you're just like, you're honest. You call it as it is. Well, where does KP really stand on this? You're just right out there. You throw it as it is. And that's what I just have so much respect and appreciation for a leader like you in our business. So thanks so much for sharing. Guys, as KP mentioned too, 2021 is around the corner. You need to start planning for it. You need to start getting ahead of everybody else. Your competition. Hey, KP mentioned competition. We all have it. You have to just start adjusting now so you can dominate the competition in 2021. So ladies and gentlemen, with that, As always, we appreciate you. We love you. We're grateful that KP joined us. Thanks so much, KP. We appreciate it, man.
Thank you, brother. I appreciate it. Thanks to Simple Nexus for having us on. I really appreciate that.
Huge shout out to our friends at Simple Nexus. The link is below. Go register right now to get your free t-shirt and your pennant. Where is your office at? Like KP said, you could be on the mountain. You could be on the golf course. You could be on the sunny beach, and Simple Nexus still allows you to do that. With that, everybody, we appreciate you. We love you. Now it's time for you guys to go shred, go show up, hustle, repeat every day. See ya. See ya, KP.
See ya. Thanks, brother.